This is Bob Bernal, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. After spending 5 years on the Common Council and another 2 years as deputy mayor, Matt Mugarara wants to become the next mayor of Oshkosh. Matt tells Newsworthy the reason he ran for the council 5 years ago still rings true today. He'll continue to champion fiscal responsibility, transparency in government, and moving Oshkosh forward. Now the election is slated for April of next year. Winnebago County is shelling out $2.4 million for 400 new radio units. They'll be used by the county sheriff's department, highway department, and emergency management. The current units are at the end of their useful life. Oshkosh is used to spotting an occasional celebrity around town. This time around is the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. The famous Wienermobile will be making a swing through northeastern Wisconsin and plans to stop Saturday at the Walmart in Oshkosh. Page 2, the Winnebago County Health Department is hosting a second round of virtual training on the use of Narcan. The training is free and available twice next Tuesday on the County Health Department's website. The AMVETS remembered the attack on Pearl Harbor yesterday at the Elks Lodge. Frankie Muscato provided patriotic music for that ceremony. The Oshkosh Fire Department hits the streets again tonight with their 24th annual food and toy drive. Tonight, they'll be taking their antique fire truck in the neighborhoods around Fire Station 17 and 19. The food and toy drive wraps up next week. If you miss them in your neighborhood, you can drop by your donation at any fire station. Congressman Glenn Grothman has been elected to serve on the Republican Policy Committee. The committee members provide policy priorities and also are an advisory committee for House Republicans. The annual free Christmas Carol Sing will be held this Sunday night at the Grand Opera House. It features area high school choirs and the community band. Turning to sports, Oshkosh Norris boys basketball team now ranked number 8 in the state in this week's high school basketball rankings. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're back again next week here on the Chamber website. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.